W8RCY. Yeah, and when the R7s came out, they kind of launched them kind of funny because with my racing companies, Racing Radios and Racing Electronics, the R7 was launched for commercial use before the R1, R2, and lightly small key or display on the R5 is used. They just launched the R7. And they kind of launched the top of the line model first and then made the lower use radios, the 1, the 2, and the 5 available afterwards. It's kind of like how they are with the XPR 3800 and 3500 series HTs that were popular back then. Same thing as well. In racing, we don't need that high end of an application. So an R1, an R2 would be perfectly fine. An XPR 3000 would be perfect, fine HT, or 3300's got a small display on it. But yeah, that's how Motorola does it. They launch the big guns first, and then they bring out the smaller models. One other radio that I've mentioned to Wally had caught his eye, there is a radio that's available for about $340. It's the set price. It replaces, and I think Anthony might have some of those. He's got the BP40. Mag 1, well, that's been replaced by the BP50TX, and it's a DMR analog radio, no display, no nothing else on it. DP50X, and it's a cool-looking radio, too.